It's only been in the last decade or so that states have begun allowing hunters to donate wild game to charitable organizations. In New York, meat processors and hunters started the Venison Donation Coalition in 1998. Starting out, they gave 1,000 pounds of deer meat to food pantries in two counties. Kathy Balbier handles the coalition's public relations. She says since that first 1,000-pound donation, the program has grown.
Last year, we had 108,000 pounds of venison donated, which on the average is, a deer is 40 pounds. It was approximately 27,000 deer. This year, we have 119 participating processors throughout the state, serving 52 counties.
It's an idea that hunters and meat processors across the nation are embracing. There are venison donation programs in almost every state. Some, such as those in New York and Illinois, are administered by state government. Others, like Michigan's and Minnesota's, are run by private organizations. Here's how it works. First, a hunter who wants to donate meat takes it to a participating processor. Ed Tangway operates a meat processing facility in Kirkville, New York. He says it's a pretty simple process.
Once the hunters show up to the building, we'll have them come into our skinning room. We'll have them fill out some paperwork. And once it's brought in, we'll start to skin the deer, remove the hide, trim off any meat that's not edible. We'll bring the deer into our cutting room.
Butchers section the deer into shoulder, torso, and hindquarters. Then Tangway sets up the grinder and grabs the meat from the cooler. He packs the ground meat into 5-pound black and white tubes and slaps a label on with his name and the hunter's license number on it. Tangway has processed 250 deer so far this season, 44 of them for the Venison Donation Coalition. The coalition pays him a reduced rate, about $1 a pound. Once there's enough meat in Tangway's cooler, he calls the Food Bank of Central New York to pick it up. Tangway says this is his way of giving back to his community.
When I see a hunter bringing in his son or grandson in and they're giving a second deer or third deer to the food bank, I think it's going to pass it on to them, and years from now we'll keep the coalition supplied with some more food for the food bank.
Jim Giocondo is operations manager at the Food Bank of Central New York. He says 200 of the 600 agencies he works with ask for venison.
In our freezer, we have almost 1,000 pounds ready to distribute, and it's already committed to a number of agencies through our 11-county area, and we'll be distributing it this week and next week, and then hopefully we'll receive more in and fill more orders.
The food bank will receive venison up until January, but Giocondo says the greatest challenge is keeping up with the demand for deer meat. A lot of people want it.
I think we actually have to get to a point where we might have to say, you can't order that much. We have to keep it for all the other programs.
We don't need the beans in there, do we?
One of the food pantries asking for the deer meat is the University United Methodist Church in Syracuse, New York. Norma Goel ordered venison from Giocondo's food bank. The church's food pantry feeds about 150 people every week. Goel says she can't buy as much food for the pantry as she'd like to because of the church's limited budget and an increase in the number of poor people asking for food. She says farm-raised meat is a high-priced commodity.
We're always looking for a way to provide meat to participants in the pantry, and it's become increasingly difficult to buy frozen meat that the food bank has. By and large, we're not purchasing frozen meat from the food bank because we can't afford it.
So the deer meat is a cheaper alternative. Last year, Goel ordered venison too late to receive any. This year, she got all she could for the pantry, 60 pounds. She only has to pay the handling costs. The coalition covers processing.
And the venison can probably go over on the stairs, too, if you don't mind.
Goel says she'll encourage people to use the deer meat in place of ground beef because it's high in protein and low in fat. She says the 60 pounds will feed a lot of hungry people in her community.
And we got two venison.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Sky Road.